Look at you. Trapped. Behind glass. Chained. It must be a strange feeling. Or do you like it? Is this what you are after? Is this your end game? Being captured. Prosecuted. Sent to prison. Oh, come now, don't be like that. Don't be all standoffish. I thought we were friends. Friends. Why wouldn't we be friends? We have so much in common. Your crimes. You commit them. I try to solve them. I try to capture you. You evade me. Only you didn't evade me this time. I finally caught you. The supervillain. And it was me. Not a superhero, just me. An ordinary cop. Not that I'm getting much recognition for it. But I didn't do this for the headlines. I did it because, well, you're a criminal. I'm a cop. It's what I do. Although, I have to admit, you've made it really tough for all the criminals that follow you. Oh, you are a superstar. No other criminal I chase will be as frustrating, aggravating, intoxicating. Oh, look, I've surprised you. Of course you intoxicate me. You overwhelmed me. You became everything. Every thought. Every... See, now you're being friendly. Let's be honest with each other. We don't have a normal relationship. A relationship. All cops have relationships with the criminals they chase. It's inevitable. You can't help it. When you're given a case, you focus. You immerse yourself in the details. You find the clues that will bring them to their knees. You look pretty on your knees. When I caught you, oh, I got a little lost. Where was I? Our relationship. How could we not have a relationship? I know everything about you. I've followed in your footsteps. I've haunted your shadow. And you've done the same to me. Those taunting letters, the flowers, the chocolates. It was almost as if you were courting me. But obviously not. Because you're a criminal. The department. They like to say that you were taunting me. that you didn't have any respect for the police department. Of course you didn't. It's a shithole. And everyone there is useless, I mean. Oh boy. They rely on the superheroes too much. And I mean, I get it. It makes life easier. Only the heroes, they only go for the big crimes. The show-stopping crimes. They don't worry about the little things. And it is the little things that are killing the city. But no one cares. Street crime doesn't make for headlines. Not when you've got superheroes showing up. You. Oh, you pissed them off. You pissed off the heroes. You pissed off the police department. You pissed everyone off. The only person you didn't piss off is me. You aggravated me. You irritated me, but you didn't piss me off. You provoked me. You incited me. Do you know that they laughed at me? The capes. When I said I would track you down. When I said that I would bring you to justice. Oh, they laughed. But look at me now. I did exactly what I said I would. Because I know you. I feel you. We have a very strong relationship. They hated the way I did it. Quiet. Cautious. No ripples in the water. No headlines. No show. You know, my captain absolutely carpeted me for that. All the capes were pouting. You know, now that you're behind bars, well, behind bars, behind glass, behind brick, behind steel, behind a very complicated security system. Well, it's boring again. Don't get me wrong, there are supervillains, but they're all simple. Two-dimensional. They're not interesting. To be honest, they're not crazy. And you. You are absolutely batshit insane. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as a massive compliment. Studying you. Learning your ways and habits. It was quite something. It was difficult. It took effort, dedication, hours spent thinking about you, nights spent dreaming about you. It took focus. And no cape has the time for that. Oh no. They're all about flashy showboating, quick fixes. Because we both know when a supervillain gets put away, it's only temporary. They'll be out in a day, a week. Now that I think about it, It's a little strange. It's strange that you're imprisoned here. So very securely. I mean, ordinarily all the supervillains, well, they just go into regular jail. But you, oh no. They don't want you getting out. You make the capes look bad. Oh, you show them up. They don't want you around. The kind of headlines that you generate, oh, it's not good for business. It's not good for me. Oh no, I loved our time together. I mean, capturing you was not good for me. They put me on the graveyard shift. Some shitty precinct. I'm riding a desk. Being punished. But I don't mind, really. I don't really want to chase anyone else. Everyone else is just so insipid. Uninspired. There's no one like you. But unfortunately, you are locked up. For now. You knew this was going to happen, didn't you? Oh, you did. You did. You can see it in your eyes. No surprise. Just expectation. Approval. So, what happens now? Well, obviously I'm getting you out of here. Which, let's face it, is not the smartest career move I ever made. But that's okay. I slit the throat of my career when I caught you. When I brought you to justice. Now. Oh, now everyone's going to be so very pissed off. The capes will be unhappy. The police department will be unhappy. The city will be unhappy. The only two people who will be happy is you and me. I wish I could touch you right now. Hold your hand. But we've got time. Now, don't think this means that I approve of what you do. I don't. You're a criminal. And I'm a cop. But I do respect what you do. And I do like you. Maybe a little more than that. Intoxicating, remember? Am I going to chase you once I get you out of here? No. I mean, I'm working a graveyard shift in some shitty precinct. I'm just a cop. You're a supervillain. It takes more than just a cop to capture you. They'll know. They'll know. When you're free. When they see the look in my eye, they will all know and they won't say a word. We're going to play the game. It's I'll never change sides. Just because I'm getting you out. Fine. Just because I'm helping you escape. Doesn't mean that I'm a criminal. Just means that I'm a shitty detective. A shitty cop. It means I'm finally fitting into this rotten city. So, just sit tight. And when everything goes to hell, walk right out. Cause chaos. Make a statement. Be your wonderful criminal self. And I'll go and eat some shitty donuts in some shitty diner. And I'll smile. If you want to try and turn me, please do. It'll be fun. Useless, but fun. Oh, wow. Isn't that beyond flattering? I'm your endgame, am I? And now you're smiling. Why do I think I just gave myself away? Be ready. It'll happen soon. And when it does, I look forward to your next play. Enjoy. I have a desk to write, paperwork to fill out, a jailbreak to organize. Be good.